Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to explain about our strategy of securing a connected world. Actually, this year is Trend Micro's 30th anniversary. I know for a Japanese company, 30 years old probably is like still young, but actually in technology company, especially in security, cybersecurity business, for a company that stay in the business without changing the company name or structurally changing the management team, 30 years is a long-lived company already. So 30 years, actually, when I review, within these 30 years, every 10 years, we have a big change. And it's caused by the industry, the threat landscape, or the user profile change. In 1988, when we first started, we provide peace of mind computing, mainly for desktop computer. 10 years later, internet come out. Then Trend Micro move up, and we say we secure. We are your internet virus wall. And we come up with the world's first internet gateway antivirus protection software. Then 2008, 10 years ago, it's cloud. Cloud just emerged. Trend Micro, again, become the first company in security business field to utilize the cloud to provide security from the cloud, but also we say we want to secure our customers' journey to the cloud, and we become world's number one cloud security leader. Until now, our market share for cloud security, for server data center security, is more than 30% and is the world's largest market share in this field. But now, when we look forward from 2018, what will be the big trend and what is Trend Micro going to do? I would say it's securing a connected world. But what is the difference between the internet, cloud, and connected world? I think if we look from the big picture, then we can realize what is the ecosystem and what is the value creation in the connected world. It's quite different. Before the first wave of internet business come out, it's usually big company, one big company collect a lot of similar data from a lot of people. And then they use that data to create the value. In artificial intelligence or AI field, we call that A to B, value creation. For instance, Google. Google collect a lot of data about your click and your keyword, and then they generate the value from themselves by collecting those data and generate the advertisement, keyword advertisement. Or Facebook, they collect your social network, who is your friends, and all of this similar data. Then they create, again, this value is advertisement. And, or Amazon. Amazon create a shopping experience that is very easy, very cheap for everybody. Then they collect a lot of buyers, the customers who buy, and then they create, you buy this, and therefore you probably would like to buy this also. They create value. But this all data to value creation is the data collector themselves create the value for themselves. So it's only A to B. In the next wave, I believe, in the connected world, it's different. The creation, the value creation, come from different angle. You will see that a lot of the different devices, especially in the IoT world, a lot of device, a lot of different vendor, they collect different type of data. But these data are sitting in a silo. For instance, if we say the car manufacturer collect a lot of car information, they use those information to make their maintenance better, make their car a little bit better. but not a huge value creation, right? Or the traffic light or the weather bureau or the SCADA system utility company, they all create, they all collect the data, their own data. But this data itself did not create gigantic value. But who will create the new value, gigantic, big, big value? I call them, that would be whoever that can connect all this data silo and create new value, which we call in AI transfer learning. That is A plus B plus C equal to D. And D is a new problem that could be solved, worth of solving. That is the D. That's the new value that will be created. So take a IOC as a IoT as an example. All those data created by each of the manufacturers doesn't create a huge new value. What if there's a company come out and say, I can integrate all this data and create a smart city? That is a big value created. That is connect data. Before we call this big project people, they are system integrator, right? But now I think it's not just hardware, software, system integration. The most important thing, the best value creation come from data integrator. Whoever can break this data silo, integrate them together, that can create the biggest value. But breaking all this silo is very difficult. I recently was reading Microsoft CEO Satya, his book, and also his reading list, his book about hit refresh, all talking about how he tried to break the silo within Microsoft. And his reading list, his the book he liked to read, one of the book called Silo Effect. It's a book very interesting, talking about a data scientist person to become a Chicago policeman because he wants to solve a problem of how to reduce the crime rate in Chicago. And he finds out that by collecting data is not enough. The only way he can reduce the crime rate in Chicago is to integrate the different data silo for firefighter department to police department, for population calculation department, education department, all of those data. Very interesting book to read. And that is what we say. The new value created come from the integration, but the power to break the data silo is a worthy, solvable problem. A problem that everybody feels passionate and needed to solve. Only when you have that problem, then everyone will break that data silo and willing to contribute those silos. And what I want to say is, most likely what we see, that worthy solving problem is cybersecurity. When IT meets OT, we talk about that. IT department, information technology department, and operation technology department before, they never talk to each other. They never want to talk to each other. Always separated. But recently, we're starting to see, like WannaCry, that event caused a lot of companies need to relook how to integrate their IT department and the OT department. You probably also hear about the news yesterday, TSMC, the world's largest IC manufacturer, that his production line was all full of iPhones production, and they were forced to shut down for a day. That cost them 3% of their yearly revenue. Think about how big that is. And that is something that cybersecurity that will force all of this data silo to break. and need to come together. That is a big problem need to be solved. And therefore, we will say for cybersecurity company, and we look at the train, on this train, when they want to break the data silo to solve the cybersecurity problem, what we see in customer side is that they start to set up or they update something called SOC, Security Operations Center. They need to integrate all the security posture, no matter it's network, endpoint, operation, everywhere. They establish something called Security Operations Center. And from that operation center, they were able to see the whole security structure, and that is the new value that were created from all the different products. That's why Trend Micro, starting beginning of the year, we say our strategy is to focus on SOC, Security Operations Center. But when we say Security Operations Center, two important things, very important. First, we're not just talking about the very big enterprise. Enterprise customer, they will set up their own Security Operations Center. But meanwhile, small business, because of GDPR, because of all this compliance, they also worry about cybersecurity, but they don't have the security experts, and therefore they outsource. There will be a new type of managed security provider that emerge, that not just, you know, firewall monitoring, they will need to provide actionable instant response containing the outbreak, all of this service. That will be what we call shared service, shared SOC. Or even for the consumer customers, we already seen that telecom company, like we maybe later Omigawa-san will mention about our collaboration with NTT. A lot of this telecom company, they are establishing their customer SOC. They need to establish security operation for their customer, no matter they are small business or even consumer homes. So that's the first thing. Trend Micro's strategy about SOC is not just about the very large enterprise. It's actually cover all of the segments, security operation center. Second, it's important that Trend Micro is not trying to build the SOC. We're not saying, oh, we will take over your SOC, we'll build your SOC. What we see is that SOC's biggest problem right now is they got too much alert. They just cannot handle it. They don't know how to handle it. When they receive alert, they say, oh, this PC is down. But it's not just that PC is down. It's they need to investigate where does it come from, who else got impacted, what data has lost, all of this. And that needs something we call it smart sensor. Currently, most of the security product, they only provide their own alert. I'm a networking product, I'm a firewall, I'm an endpoint. They just provide their own alert, and you cannot link them together. And therefore, the security operation center just get individual alerts from silos. They cannot see the whole picture. So Trend Micro's strategy is we will make Trend Micro security product more open and connected, enable the security operation center to have smarter alert. When they receive the alert from Trend Micro, it's not just, oh, this PC is infected. It's telling you all the contextual information. Say, this PC is infected from this process, coming from that protocol, and it has been connected with the other account that therefore, you must also investigate the other account and the other host. And that is what we say Trend Micro's product, our X generation Trend Micro product, is building a connected data lake that we can utilize our AI to enable our product to make them, each of the product, become smarter and generate smart alerts for the SOC. And therefore, they will, or this company that either operate the SOC, establishing the SOC, they would want to use Trend Micro's product because we give them better view into what's happening in the overall picture. So this is our whole picture, but don't worry, I'm not going to bore you with all the technology that we try to do. But I'm just showing that this is how we revamp all of our product to become smarter technology, link them all together so that we can have better connection with the SOC operation center. But if you look at this, you will know how many data, how many technology, how many products that need to be linked, right? So when you try to link them together, even though Trend Micro, as we very proud, I built it from 30 years ago. We are a company that is very collaborative. We all know each other so well, but still, a 6,000 people organization, there is silos. When you have function, you have silos. So when I look at our very simple strategy, we say we solve the customer problem by observing the infrastructure change, the user behavior change, and the threat landscape change. But when I analyze within each one of them, there's all these different functions. They serve their own purpose. Each of the functions, they have their own purpose. And therefore, they have their own database. When they apply their AI, they only use their own data. That's not enough. So if I may, I would say Trend Micro, next 10-year strategy, the real strategy is how to break the people silo. These are smart people. They passionate about customers' problem, but we need to link their passion and link their organization so that they can work together to come out with solving the worthy solving problem, the SOC operation, the SOC customers' problem. That is why all three of us just come back from a 2 weeks camp in Prague, in Czechoslovakia. In there, we organize, we call it summer camp. We have all of those almost 400 engineers or PMs, sales, customers. Some of our customers join us in the camp 2 weeks in a very hot summer day. And we intentionally held this in a school in the Prague Chemical and Technology University. We say every one of us, we all back to school. We need to restudy everything. And in that whole camp, none of us, none of the executives speak, or the professor is from different department. And at the end, we have a project they do overnight. They study and come up with the solution they think that is best fit for the SOC customer. And frankly, we were all blown away from the solution they come up together. I asked them, like, how come you work together for years and within 12 hours, their assignment, they only have 12 hours to come up with the project they want to do. But 12 hours, the project they come out is so good that it's not just an assignment in the summer camp. We actually, even Mahendra say, okay, let's invest in that project. Let you go ahead and do it, starting to do it. And what they tell us is, well, we actually all know that, but it's just that this project need to have different function, different region, different product line to work together. And back then, we would say it's impossible, so nobody proposed it. But when the silo break, then they come up with the excellent product that they can field all of this. So I would say the strategy for any company, I would argue, to survive or really become the great company in a connected world, the biggest thing is build a connected organization so that we can secure the connected world. And that will be Trend Micro's next 10-year strategy. Thank you.